Welcome to another episode of Badass Banking. I've been absent for quite some time working at Movin, and that continues. And this episode is actually sponsored by Movin. And today we're with John Findlay. Is it Findlay or Findlay, John?
It's Findlay, but most Findlay. People call me Findlay because they don't bother pronouncing all that stuff.
Findlay, Findlay we'll go with. And he's the founder and CEO of Lemonade LXP, which is a learning experience and digital adaptation platform that helps staff and customers migrate to digital banking, among other things. You know, John, tell us a little more about the business, if you would, and kind of the problem you guys are solving.
Sure. Give you a little bit of history. Lemonade's a spinoff of another company I co-founded in 99 called Launchfire, game-based digital promotions company. We work with a lot of leading brands, Coca-Cola Global being the biggest one. And the promotions that we design are always designed to educate consumers. And it was that educate piece that kind of got us into the banking space. TD Bank actually contacted us, and they were clients of us on the promotion side. And their problem was not enough of their customers were using online and mobile banking. And so we didn't think promotions made sense because they reach a national audience, most of which aren't TD's clients. So we recommended frontline staff training, get their staff fluent on their digital products, because it's through that staff that we get opportunities to convert, because the digital laggards, where are they? They're calling your contact centers and coming into your branch. So we built a bespoke training program for them. It did really well. And then they wanted to roll it out more broadly. So we took some time and built a platform, because we realized all other banks and credit unions have the same problem. And then independently and serendipitously, TD Canada hired us around the same time to build a bunch of walkthroughs of their technology so that customers could help get self-help off the website. So we built a number of those, over 100 over a couple of years. And then the tech changed and we had to change them all. And TD wasn't happy about that. Neither were we. So we suggested that we should build a platform. So we built a platform that allows you to very quickly author walkthroughs and simulations of your tech. It's sort of a digital adoption platform. So that's how we kind of ended up, I think, the only company with a learning experience platform and a digital adoption platform built specifically for financial institutions.
Did you use the term digital laggards? I think I heard that one.
Yeah, I did say that.
I think that's got to be kind of a mantra now. You know, bankers out there need to figure out who their digital laggards are and how to unlagger them.
Yeah,
that probably makes sense. We also have Greg Early with us today. Greg is our Movin's director of content. He's in charge of market engagement here at the company. He was also with me at Geezeo. So, Greg, welcome to the podcast, vlog, or whatever the heck we call it. I know you have some questions you want to ask us.
Yeah, actually, and thank you for having me join. You know, it's been a long time viewer, first time participant.
You look very scholarly there in Charlottesville, Virginia, with all the books behind you and everything.
It's just the background. Yeah,
those aren't urns of deceased family members, are they, behind you?
No, they're not, actually. They might be from deceased family members, but I don't think they have anyone in them at this point. I think, you know, it's interesting, the digital laggards aspect of this, when you're talking about it. Sometimes I found with, you know, community banks and credit unions, especially in the U.S., that sometimes a challenge for the digital laggards is inside the bank itself. And I think that's kind of the challenge, too. I mean, it seems like we hear a lot about, you know, the customer empowerment these days and beyond, like as the next iteration of the digital banking experience. But to me, what I think is most interesting about Lemonade is that it really focuses on a fundamental aspect that I think people overlook, which is really empowering your frontline workers to create a more personal experience. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, you know, That's exactly it. And you know what we learned from TD, which we then learned is an industry-wide problem. So TD's employees don't have to bank with TD. And in fact, in a lot of banks, there's an issue there, a privacy issue there. So in a lot of cases, employees don't bank with their employer. So you can imagine, if you don't bank with your employer, you're not using the tech. And even if you do bank with the employer, you're probably doing your banking while you're at work. So you're using the internal systems. So you're not as familiar with the online and mobile banking. So if you haven't, if you don't use the tech regularly, you don't have, you're not fluent, you don't have the knowledge and confidence that you need to promote it to customers when they come in and to do transactions that they could otherwise have done with your mobile. And you don't have the confidence, because what if they ask you a question? How does this work? And you don't use it. Yeah. Then you look like a goof because you said you should use this, and then it turns out you don't even know anything about it.
Yeah, the front line's not even going to bring it up for that exact reason. You know, they're fearful. I don't want to bring that up. I just want to get that customer in and out the door.
Yeah. And so the digital adoption platform gives them a risk-free environment where, you know, they don't have to worry about messing up or sending money to the wrong person, or ever to learn to use the tech. And I think it's creating digital ambassadors on that front line that's going to drive the conversion. What we see, like in Canada, we're up in Canada, so the TV ads that I would see are Canadian, and some of our big banks run like television commercials for their mobile remote check deposit. Well, think of what percentage of the Canadian audience is their client. Like, how much money are they wasting doing a TV ad? And it's all about the benefits of it, but there's nowhere to go test drive the tech. And I think also for new customers, so when customers decide to bank with they're choosing a new bank, they're deciding on a long-term relationship, not just with an organization, but with their technology. Yet so few banks let you test drive it. So you're saying, become a customer of mine for 30 years, but we're not going to show you our tech until you're in bed with us. Well, I don't think that's the best customer experience. And I don't think it empowers the customer to make a decision based on having an understanding of what they're deciding to use from a technology standpoint over the long term.
And that's not how the fintechs are doing it either. I was looking at Revolut recently, and you know, I was in the app, and they're like upfront about, hey, here's what we're doing with our latest release, which is number 8, I think they call it. And they're giving you like a really dynamic interactive demo right then and there before you kind of go and do the download and bring up the newest app, our newest version of the app. So I think that the test drive is a very important component increasingly, especially with younger audiences that are often making their decision on where to bank based on technology. They're certainly not doing it based on rate, because there's very little rate in, you know, differentiation whatsoever, because the marginal interest rate environment we're in. So yeah, we're moving increasingly toward this true high tech, high touch kind of environment, and getting the employees, be it if you're a fintech, a community bank, a big bank in Canada, a credit union, you got to get your employees to drink the lemonade, right? Is that where the name came from, by the way?
It really came from when we talk to bank employees, they all talk about how much they hate their training. And it's not really the bank's fault. It's usually because it's compliance training and it's delivered in an awful way with systems of record. So we were like, we got to turn those lemons into lemonade. So that's kind of how we came up with the name.
Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, one other thing I wanted to point out, I recently opened bank accounts for my kids. And I went through a process of trying to find a bank to go with. And in the end, I ended up going with Royal Bank, which I'm with. And I was thinking about why I did that. And one of the big reasons I did that was I use their tech and I understand it. And I was going to be able to be tech support for my kids without having to learn a new tech. Because all of the stuff other options I looked at, I couldn't look at their technology. And so I'm like, well, at least I know RBC. I'm just going to put my kids there. So there was an insight there, right?
That's interesting.
And it seems that there's that default that people are using to avoid learning too much. It's like when computers first came out and you get these enormous manuals to try to figure out how to use them. And most people just throw them away and just learn by trial and error. I forgot who had the quote about, you know, until computers become as, you know, intuitive as using a telephone, where everybody knows it's on the wall, you pick it up, it doesn't have a user manual. And there seems to be that transition going on in, you know, financial institutions too. But, you know, I think also it seems like there's a challenge with the banks thinking that the customers need to come to them. And that's no longer the case anymore. They're suffering because they think they're the only game in town, which is changing rapidly. And, you know, that's where I think too, with your software being enjoyable and the gamification aspects of it being something that everybody's used to in a different construct these days too. It's a very modern way to look at how training.
Yeah. You know, the whole cornerstone of our business, the first business I started in this business, it's about empathy and even going a little bit further towards compassion, which to me are two different things. And if you have to pick one, compassion's the better. But you got to walk a mile in the end user's shoes, and in this case, the customer, remember. You know, when I was a kid, I used to get my, I worked for $3 an hour at a restaurant. That's showing how old I am. And I'd spend my whole lunch hour in line at the bank to put my check in. And that was acceptable. The bank machine and the television clicker and all these things have changed our perception of how fast we want service and how much of an inconvenience it should be for us to have service. And I don't think it's, I think that in order to provide an exceptional customer experience, that service has to be at my fingertips all the time. That's why I like what Movin's doing, actually, because it's value add and it makes it easy for me to understand either the good things or the mistakes I'm making with my money. I think that's like, schools don't teach that. Somebody's got to give people that knowledge, right? And so those types of things, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about personalizing the banking experience. Well, I think it's that kind of stuff that's the real value add that makes you say, well, you know what? This bank does this, but this bank's actually helping me manage my money instead of giving me commercials that tell me they're going to do it, right?
Yeah. Personalization, I mean, definitely is the key. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, needs, obviously, in the industry as a whole. I think it starts out with the simple fact that banking's pretty damn boring. And most consumers don't really think about it, right, until they have to. I don't think about my bank until there's a problem. They're out of sight, out of mind. I think your point about being the personal help desk was interesting because I had the same challenge with my father, who at the time when he moved to or started using mobile banking, he was in his late 80s and I was the help desk. And I was worried that he was going to want to move accounts and I wouldn't understand, you know, their mobile app. So he stuck with Union or Atlantic Union Bank, and I was able to quickly, you know, solve the problems for him. And he never really did his own mobile banking per se. He would ask me to come over and do it for him. But at least, you know, he was registered, so he counted as an active user. So what are some of the other challenges that you see that, you know, the banking industry has today?
Well, I think one of the big ones that we saw through the pandemic is, you know, so people started migrating to digital banking to try to stay safe and because of branch closures or reduction in branch services. So what happened was most of our clients reported that their contact centers were getting absolutely slammed. And if you think about the contact center reps, most of whom were sent home, they don't have the shoulder to shoulder colleague support they enjoyed at the office. So when they don't understand things, they got nowhere to turn. And so for us, the digital adoption platform was crucial in helping them get on the same page with customers, shorten that talk time and improve the customer experience. I think that's a key element as more and more people migrate to digital. It's support for everybody at your organization that's unified. Because if I get a different message from a teller than I get from a contact center rep than I get from my branch manager or whomever I'm speaking to at the bank, I don't think that's the right experience. So I think unification of your messaging and how your technology is used is a really important element. And then the other one I think is that so often I see on bank websites, you know, like a webpage that has step-by-step written stuff, no graphics to help me use the tech. Well, that sends a message to me as a customer of how important the tech is to the bank and how important digitizing is to the bank. Obviously, if it's nested way down in your menu path on your website and then it's a really crappy experience, obviously it's not a big deal for you guys, right? Yeah. So to me, I think the banks have to say, this is important and we're going to make the investments in our people and in all of the messaging that we give to our customers that this is where we're going and we're dedicating to making an excellent experience for you.
Yep, that makes sense. Greg, any other questions?
No, I think that's about it. I think one observation that I would make is there seems to be a resonance here, and we talk about personalization of digital banking, but I think also it's a humanization of digital banking. And that seems to be where we're really moving. And like you were saying, John, with the call centers, you know, the call centers and the tellers, for example, might have two different motivations where the call centers are like, get them on, get them off. You know, it's that humanized service, that personalized service is going to be different than it is in the bank. So, I mean, I completely agree that I think there has to be a uniformity of training and something that prioritizes, you know, offering the product and the human experience when somebody reaches out to the humans.
I remember James Robert Lay and I talking at a presentation in Texas years ago. We called it the HX meets UX, the human experience meets, you know, the user experience. So,
and I think like that's a really, so on the, like, for example, the front line, they're so important for, like, let's say you've implemented Move-In, right? But the customer doesn't necessarily know about it. But every time a customer comes into branch, there's an opportunity to let them know we've implemented this value add for you. And this is a really good tool to help you. Let me show you how to use it, or let me explain why it's beneficial. Those people are the frontline, or how you're going to convert them, right? So if you're going to implement this awesome tech, you got to promote it and you got to support it.
Yeah. And we know that the banking industry is not the best at marketing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And again, it's that commodity mindset. You know, there are a lot of ways to differentiate your experience, and the way you just defined it would certainly do that, I think. Well, listen, John, it's been a pleasure. And Greg, obviously, I appreciate your interaction as well. So, John, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Oh, if you can hit me up on LinkedIn, or you can email me at jfindlay, which is FINDLAY at lemonadelxp.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, appreciate your time today, guys.
Yeah, Brian, thank you. Guys, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.